Welcome to the Adults Corner,
where nothing's off limits.
We're going to discuss
masturbation,
anal,
butthole foreplay,
BDSM,
sex.
No, we need to make that clear. I do not like things in my butthole.
Wakey, wakey, hand off, snakey.
You're welcome to episode 6 of the Adults Corner. Dana, you are looking beautiful today. We're going to talk about porn this evening.
Well, I really wanted to touch base on the fact how people say porn isn't a reality, and that in like a lot of our episodes, we have actually talked about how people are learning from porn and they're carrying this into their personal life, which I believe I don't sit at home and watch a scary movie with people killing people and then go carry that into my personal life. So I feel like with people watching porn, they're learning, but is it really porn that's conditioning people to act this way in their personal life? Or is it lack of education growing up from their parents and from schools or other sources that they just don't have? So they're resorting to porn. Like, this is all they have.
It is all that they have. And majority of men will watch more porn compared to in real life interactions with a physical body. So I feel that because the porn is, they watch porn so much more than they interact with the person, then that media that they're consuming is crossing their wires. Because porn, as we know, is a theatrical display for the camera. It's 100% acting. And a lot of those times, those female actors are in pain or uncomfortable because porn is not easy. You have to hold yourself in these really intense positions that are straining, and you have to keep like a smile on your face. But I don't know about you when you watch porn, but you can see like the pain behind their eyes. And when a man is watching or a woman is watching that sort of material all the time and they're associating that look with pleasure, I feel like in real life, when they see that look of like pain behind their eyes, they're misassociating it with pleasure because that's what they're used to seeing and that's how they think that sex should be. And unfortunately, a lot of women just go along with this because they have also watched porn and they also see these women in these theatrical positions and want to please their men. They want to.
But the females also aren't educated. The same as males lack education in society. Females aren't educated either. Like sex ed chats in school.
Yeah.
I had this discussion with my neighbor because they're actually American. So growing up, the school systems actually provide a lot more in detail chats when it comes to like sex ed as opposed to out here. My brother gave us the sex ed syllabus, like a copy in the outline here in Australia, and it literally covers nothing.
It only talks about the reproductive functions of the genitals and gives you information about how to protect yourself from STIs, but there's no talk, at least from what I remember in school or what from what I read from the syllabus, about communicating your likes and desires, like how to get enthusiastic consent. It's all just, it's either wear protection or avoid sex at all costs or go to hell.
Yeah. He told us the numbers of people putting a condom on wrong or inside out. I think it was like 15% of condom users they put on wrong.
Wow. Did you put a condom on when you were in school? No, we did. And it was actually really
good.
Did
you go to a Catholic school?
No. I was going to say Catholic schools here in Australia, they don't learn anything.
No, we learn nothing. That's why everyone relied on Dolly magazine. Remember the sealed section? You waited for it every week and you'd tear the sealed section and you'd learn from Dolly Mag. And you'd be like, oh, mom, I just want to buy this like $5 magazine because like it's so interesting. I want to learn about fashion. No, I want to learn about fucking fingering and a guy going down on you and wearing G-strings that were apparently super taboo growing up as well. Like all these things. I used dancing as an excuse for my mom to buy me a G-string.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I stole my first G-strings from Target because I was too embarrassed to ask my mom.
That's not positive. Let's not encourage that, guys.
No, but I think, yeah, just because I was uncomfortable, like, talking about it because G-strings are seen as sexual and I didn't want my mom to see me as a sexual being. So, and I didn't have any money to buy it myself because my mom didn't give me allowance or anything. So I just pocketed it.
Because you still buy condoms now, and I buy condoms because I put them on my dildo, so do you.
Yeah.
Even when I'm buying dildos at the supermarket, I hide them because I'm like, people look at you funny. And I'm just like, I'm fucking my dildo, fuck off. I just don't even I have a really high social anxiety. So anyone who looks at me in general, I'm like, fuck off.
I think you accidentally said buying dildos at the grocery store.
Oh.
But we mean condom.
I am sick, guys. I'm so sick today.
I saw a pack of 40 condoms the other day that someone was buying at the store. And I looked at him and I was like, bro, you're having a lot of sex. I wanted to give him a high five or something.
I reckon he's got a sex machine or a blow up doll for sure.
Yeah, I, like you, learnt all about sex from Dolly and Girlfriend magazine too, and of course porn.
I can't remember the age I started watching porn. It would have been early 20s.
Oh, I was very, very young. I came across some videos in my mother's bedroom of like 70s, 80s porn, and I put them in the video player when she wasn't there.
VCR.
And I remember, in the VCR. And I remember seeing it for the first time and my whole body went into shock. I was shaking. I didn't know how to handle what I was seeing. That was the first time I'd ever seen like sex in action, and I was like, holy shit, it was so powerful. And I remember being so scared, thinking like, oh, she's gonna know that I watched it, and I would like rewind it back to the place where it started. And I just felt a little bit tainted after I watched it. I felt a bit of my innocence had like slipped away from me. And then after that, I became very, very curious about sex and wanting to know more. And then I got a phone in year 7 which could access a few certain sites, and I would go on this site called...
I keep forgetting Chloe's so much younger than me because my first phone was a Nokia and you could only play Snake on it.
I was like 11 or 12 and I could go onto this website where it had porn on it, and I would just like look at porn like all the time, and I would make my own videos when I was that young and like masturbate to that. I never sent them to anyone, but I would like make it for my own use. And like talking about what I just mentioned, how like my body went into that like full reaction first seeing it, I've spoken to people who have had the same reaction. And then recently I discovered that porn is actually a super normal stimulus, which means that it causes a much like more intense effect in your biology than what the original organic material that it came from. So like seeing sex in real life or having sex in real life will never compare to watching porn and the amount of endorphins that get flooded into your
body. You've never watched porn?
Nikki, our producer, says she never watched porn.
Never watch porn. I'll show you one of my favorite couples when we finish. They're so sexy. They're so fucking sexy. I love them. But you know, when I had Cherry DTV, when I first started Cherry DTV, I embedded a whole bunch of X videos in Pornhub videos. So on the back end, you know how we use WordPress. Imagine the media section is just full of embedded porn. And I had to look at it. I was looking at it every day.
Yeah.
And the IT guy was looking at it too. I felt so sorry for him because he didn't really watch much porn, and then now he does. But like, I think I broke him in, to be honest. I have that effect on people.
So because porn is a super like natural stimulus, it's like after that first time, you're forever chasing the dragon, so to speak. You're forever trying to find that first high, and you start to fall down the rabbit hole of more intense videos that you've never seen before. Well, I don't know if it's like that for everyone.
Just like me when I got addicted to the rabbit for the first time.
Yeah.
Chasing that intense orgasm.
Yep.
You just got to make it more and more and more and more.
Yeah.
Barry, Chloe, Barry. Oh, I fucking miss Barry.
We still haven't talked about Barry.
No, we haven't talked about Barry. Barry's a fucking weapon. He's in my old place over in Cremorne.
So were you using Barry at the same time you were embedding all of that porn?
No, Barry was years before porn, before I was embedding all the porn. When I was embedding the porn, it made me horny. You cannot sit in front of porn for like 8 hours a day and not be turned on. I was creating a lot of masturbation content when I was embedding porn and creating a lot of digital content myself, like nude content, because come afternoon time, 2 p.m., I was like, fuck. I got to rub one out or I got to do something.
Got to get rid of this 3:30 itis.
It was literally like at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, I was like, that's my content time. That's my time to shine, like literally. I'd go to the gym in the morning, I'd start working, I'd come back, I'd get ready, I'd eat lunch, and then I'd be like, yeah, it's all night, Donkey Kong. Like, I think just like chasing that feeling, whatever makes you feel good, whether it's watching something or like a memory. Because even now when I flick porn on, like I either just zoom in, like I don't really watch their faces like you said earlier.
Yeah.
About the faces. I'm like, I don't really give a fuck about their face, to be honest. I'm more so interested in like the up close action.
I can admit that I watch porn regularly. Usually when I masturbate, I do watch porn. But I don't go onto Pornhub or like Xvideos or like any site like that. I was like a Tumblr wanker, but now I'm a Twitter wanker.
Oh my God, Chloe, have you ever got off to your own content?
Of course.
Oh my God, me too.
It's my favorite content.
It's so good. I used to make some fucking banging content. Hot. Yeah. I get some good camera angles and good lighting and I'm like, damn girl, you look fucking great.
Yes.
I'm like, no wonder why people pay for our content. High five, bro.
I think that's one of the most important things, like you actually enjoying what you're doing and you like feeling like your own vibe when you're doing it.
100%.
You can tell when the person's not into it. Well, at least I can tell when the person's not into it.
Yeah.
When they're filming.
How do you feel about, I'm just thinking about to porn accounts now. Like I know you got to start somewhere because there's like a lot of people on. I'm just thinking Pornhub because it's like my go-to. It's my favorite. It's easy to use. I really like it. But like you've got large accounts and then you've got like amateur couples. I know amateur couples have become really popular since my all-time favorite. They're so hot. This is a couple I'm going to show you, Nikki, is Leo Lulu. Mm-hmm. I've showed you them. I show every guy that I start seeing. I'm like, this couple is fucking sexy. Their earlier videos though, not their later ones, because they're trying to like keep up with like what the audience wants and I don't really like it. So
see, we're not trying to speak badly about porn at all. We don't think porn is a bad thing.
I don't think porn's bad.
We like porn. However, we know that most creators, the mainstream creators, are actors and it's not reality and it's too...
The professionally filmed porn, not just like the camera sitting on your bedside table with your mattress on the floor at home.
We recognize the consequences of only consuming this sort of media and how it can distort a person's
idea
of sex in the bedroom and how it can set up extremely unrealistic expectations for a woman and for a man, because porn is not very inclusive of all different types of bodies and all different types of shapes and dick size especially. I know
depends what you're looking for though.
Exactly. You can type in
categories.
Yeah. Like I even looked up
I
today.
Embedded all these categories. I embedded everything. I've seen it all, Chloe.
Yes.
That asshole stretching kind of scares me a little bit. I've watched those videos. It's like some sizes people can stretch their buttholes too.
Yeah.
It's alarming. I reckon you could put your head in there and like wiggle it around and it'd be fine.
I'm sure they would love that.
I'll film.
I think it's important to mention dick dysmorphia because I know a lot of my male friends, even my male friends who have ginormous fucking cocks, think that it's not big enough because of the cocks that they've seen in porn. But they choose big cocks because it looks good on camera, not because of the practicality of them. There are so many stories of professional porn actresses needing to ice their vagina or take pain medication before and after to be able to handle such intense fucking scenes.
But they also have to prep the exact same as you expect a client to come prep for you.
Yeah.
For play, they need to prepare their body. So we have an interview with Contessa Doll, which we did last year on Cherry D TV. It's on YouTube. It's the fashion industry turned me to porn, where she really delves in deep and talks about how she really didn't like her body. She didn't like the fashion industry, the expectations, how demanding it was. And then from going from fashion into the adult entertainment industry, she just felt like she could be herself and free, and people embraced her body no matter what it looked like and appreciated it. She really talks about her times with creating porn, the amount of times like on set you can spend up to like 12, 14 hour days shooting porn, how there's only one actual real cum scene, all the rest are fake. She talks about it's not normal to suck a dick from the side, like these angles that they make them get into and stuff. It's not normal. You don't do these things in the bedroom with your partner at home. It's just to get good angles, good lighting, to get the shot pretty much.
Yep.
And like, remember, what did she add about the coming?
What did she add about the coming?
You put the douche.
Oh, yes. The squirting?
Yeah. So if they can't squirt, how they put the douche inside of them so it like
gushes out.
Yeah.
A lot of the squirting scenes you see in porn are fake as well.
Yeah. Just like Chloe talked about that time she pees and then she, what, you just push it. You push it back and forth.
Yeah.
I'm like sitting here like this because pretending I do it too.
The bean. Yeah.
I've done it a couple of times during sex. I'm like, if I'm pissed, I'm just like, thank you, fuck about you.
When I film my content, like squirting scenes, I think 99.9% of the time I'm just pissing.
I'm generally squirting. Look, I have to say, if I'm filming a masturbation video, I actually want to get off because I've stopped masturbating. I used to masturbate every day.
Yeah.
Now I do it like once a fortnight. It's not often as what I would like, but I don't really have any incentives. Plus I'm highly stressed at work, so it doesn't really, I'm not going to go fuck myself. It's too much effort. But also when you add a camera to filming, you getting off, it's not the same as just getting off. Like,
no.
You can't just relax. You're worried about
how you
what
look.
Angle you're gonna get, what it looks like. Am I making enough noise? Like, can they see? Oh my god, I've filmed this same angle for a minute now. I need to rotate. I need to move. Can't have background music because they don't like background music because they want to hear me moan. If I don't moan, they want to hear you moan. They want to hear you say things.
Yes,
it's very demanding. Once you make one masturbation video or porn video or something, all the requests come in, you're kind of doing it wrong apparently. You become like an at-home play toy, but you're not at their home.
Can you wank yourself in this angle and say these things and then turn around and do it this way?
I got no fuck off.
Can you wear this outfit and these shoes and can you put this particular type of makeup on and wear your hair in a ponytail and maybe put some glasses on?
I have this one guy that keeps sending me the same video from Instagram of up this girl's skirt and it's blowing up in the wind. And he goes, can you make this video? I'm like, no. It's literally on Instagram, bro. Just go find a whole compilation of girls with skirts blowing up. Like, no. Anyways.
I think mainstream porn only really caters towards men's pleasure and not women's pleasure. And I think that's a big factor within sexual dysfunction and orgasm disorders because...
Is that just how society perceives it though? Because most females go, ew, why would I watch porn? It's almost a response of like, it's programmed to be jealous.
No, I'm talking about how, not all men, but I'm talking about the men who learn sex from porn and think that good sex is how they have sex in porn, and then they interact with a female in real life and it's straight. It's like 5 seconds of kissing, 5 seconds of going down on the woman, and then like straight into penetration. Like
they actually go down on the woman?
A horny energizer rabbit, right?
A jackhammer.
And then the woman wants to get it over and done with. The woman wants the man to feel good. The woman wants the man's ego to remain inflated and not disappoint the man. So she pretends that she's having fun and fakes an orgasm.
That was me up until the age of 25, I'm not going to lie, because I didn't know any better.
80% of women fake their orgasms half of the time. And they do that most of the time because they're uncomfortable and they just want it to end. And I think that's because men have been programmed by the porn to think that penetration is the only way that women will get off. But I think it's most women can't actually orgasm from penetration. It's they need clitoral stimulation or mental stimulation or the sense of feeling safe. I had to teach myself how to enjoy penetration with a man. I didn't like it in the beginning because I didn't know what I wanted. When I would be having sex with my ex, we were together for 7 years, I just kind of let him do it all the time. And then when I broke up with him, I was like, I want to have sex how I want to have sex, because I really like pandered to his needs. He was a big porn watcher and I knew like the angles and the scenes he liked because I would go through his search history and look at the videos he watched. So I would like copy the girls in those videos so that he would have a good time, because I wanted
him to have a good time. So your relationship lacked communication is what I'm hearing.
No, it's because I didn't know what I wanted and I wanted him to be happy. So my thinking brain thought, well, if I want him to be happy,
why don't you ask him? Instead of stalking
I can't go back and change what I did, but I'm recounting my experience because that's what happened.
So your relationship lacked communication.
It definitely did. So I did those things that those women did for his pleasure. I didn't do the things that I wanted for my pleasure, and it wasn't until I broke up with him, had a little break and decided I want to have sex for my pleasure. I actually want to have just as much fun as the other person. And while doing that, I had to learn how to like penetration, like sit on top of the person, like fully relax and get into like a rhythm to enjoy the penetration and not just crave that clitoral stimulation.
Is this during the times you're working at the brothel though?
No, this was last year. So when I broke up with my only a year ago, and I was at the brothel maybe like 4 years ago.
Yeah.
When I was with my ex, I would just want to like quickly finish myself and to make him feel good too. So it was very like hot, fast, lots of friction. Like he'd be fucking me and I would just like quickly like rub one out and have an orgasm. But then like after I broke up with him, I was like, I actually want to enjoy sex for sex. I don't want to have orgasm as a goal.
It's good you could have an orgasm though, because a lot of girls can't. So they would just like be stuck with fast sex and not be able to rub one out.
Definitely.
Because there's a lot of females that have been commenting on our TikTok too, saying they haven't. In the video we did, what age did you have your first orgasm? And a lot of them have said that they haven't orgasmed.
I know.
Yeah.
It's so sad. And I think a factor of that is in porn, you don't see the foreplay. You don't see the warming up. And I've heard from some actors that there are the male actors who do foreplay beforehand and get them excited and get them ready and finish them off at the end. However, I don't think it's like that for all the actors, and it's not filmed. And
well, there's some creepy people that you're also partnered with. I remember Contessa saying that like she got coupled with people she definitely didn't feel comfortable or want to or like to create content with, yeah. And some were a bit like rough or rude. And
of course,
she really was like, yeah, didn't like that person. But at the end of the day, sometimes it's the same as work. If you get stuck working with someone, you just have to endure it, unfortunately.
Yeah. Well, with these women commenting on the TikTok videos and how they say it, like some of them are like over 30 years old and never had an orgasm, I don't want to give advice because everyone's individual experience of sex is so different and unique to them, and there are many different reasons why they could not be reaching an orgasm. But I also think the pressure of needing to orgasm, yeah, in sex, or the pressure of orgasming for your partner, can be a big thing that stops you from actually being present and enjoying yourself.
I know I used to get like upset when guys couldn't come. There'd be a lot, yeah, of times when guys don't come. I don't know if they just sustain over time from like withholding, And then you would be going like 45 minutes and I'm like, dude, I'm done. Like this isn't fun to last like this long all the time. And for me to be like, there's no happy ending, I was getting let down. And they're like, no, no, no. Like they would make excuses for it or something. And I'm just, or they'd blame you. They always blame the girl. And then that's why you'd feel like shit.
Yeah.
If they're not coming, I honestly don't think it's like, if you're rubbing your dick for 45 minutes and you haven't came, like that's not a her problem. I really don't think.
Yeah. I do hold the belief that orgasm starts in the brain. And if you're having trouble orgasming, it's because there's something mentally blocking that. And I think that's the pressure of having an orgasm every time you have sex could be a big factor. Like now when I have sex, because I studied tantra, when I go into the bedroom and have sex, orgasm's the last thing on my mind. I really want to be present and enjoy like every subtle nuance of the experience and just be totally enveloped in the whole thing, not be craving the next thrust, not being like waiting for the next like rub. It's like falling into a space of timelessness where like you're just in a pool of ecstasy. And it's very rare to get there. It's hard to get all those expectations and all those pressures out of your head. But once you fully land in your body and feel the sexual energy running through your blood, it's transcendent.
I just feel like the rare occasion throughout the year I do have sex, it's to get fucked. Because it's a rare occasion. There's no fucking transcending or floating on clouds for me. It's like slow, fast, I squirt a fuck ton, I make a mess, and then I'm like, Bob's your uncle, see you later, thanks champs. I have sex in another 6 months.
I do that with myself.
You have sex myself. With like you bro.
No, but what I'm talking about is like if I want that kind of sex, I'll just do it myself.
I do it myself, but there's also like physical connection. Like you go like what, a month without sex and you're like, I need to have sex.
It's been a month now and I'm desperate.
You were desperate 2 weeks ago.
I love sex.
Yeah, see, I go 6 months and I'm like, I probably should poke the bear, see if she's still alive. Like wake her up from fucking hibernation. Like shit, I go ages. You go like, of course you can have these transcending sexual kind of experiences if that's what you're practicing regularly. But when it's not practiced, it's a little bit harder to like entertain.
Yeah.
I'm not alone. There'd be a lot of males and females out there that also don't have sex that regularly.
Or don't have the time to have this kind of sex that I'm having.
Yeah. Or find the right people that also can and are capable of having that same sex in that same headspace and appreciate sex the same way you look at it. Because not everyone's going to look at it like that. So you're finding a diamond a dozen there too.
Yeah. That's why it's hard for me to let the one I'm seeing now go.
No, you just let him go.
The sex is so good.
Frozen. Let him go. Let it go.
Bless him.
No, you're just holding on to something that's not working. Because you keep saying you don't want a relationship, but deep down you do want a relationship. You two are just like button heads, holding hands, button heads.
We're both Aries and Rams, so yes, we do butt heads.
He's just not an evolved Aries, that's his problem.
He's troubled, very exciting sexually, and has the patience.
I was just thinking about chickens.
Oh no, don't pick up the chickens. He's very patient, it's all about foreplay for him. I think when...
Does he watch porn?
I think so. I'm not sure. I think so.
Whenever you start seeing someone or want to sleep with someone, do you ever ask them what's their most searched or their favorite porn category? Because I do.
I don't. However, I do ask them if they watch porn, but I don't specifically ask them what kind.
I do.
I'm going to start now.
No, do it, because it actually gives you a detailed idea into what a person likes or what they secretly like.
If I was a porn actor, what category do you think I'd fall under?
Oh my God, I just pictured like a really grown large male in a diaper and you laughing at him, standing over him with like a whip, all dressed in black.
That's very specific.
I don't know why, but I was like, oh my God.
I think I'd be a MILF.
You're not a mum.
I think I'd be in the MILF category.
You're not a fucking MILF, mate.
Even though I'm not a mum.
Have you watched the MILF categories?
No.
You're not a MILF, mate.
Damn.
You go back with the big dude in the diaper and the whip.
My dreams are shattered.
You're not a MILF category.
Fuck.
You've got to search MILF category and then you'll be like,
I need a boob job to be in the MILF category.
You don't need
I?
A boob job to be in a MILF category. You need to literally be a MILF.
I doubt all of the MILFs in the MILF category have had children.
Well, they look like they've had kids. They look like they're a bit older, like they're actually like my mum's age.
Mm.
They look older. And if they're younger, well, then they're blessed MILFs. But yes, the majority that comes to mind are the older females. That's why they put them in the MILF category, because young guys want to fuck an older female.
Yes, because they think
it's the mentality the older behind female. The category.
Yes.
What category would I go in? Blow up doll.
I was just thinking that. I was like, oh, Danny's going to ask me the same question. And then I was like, fuck, I really don't know porn categories that well. I know Tiny Teen, I know Hentai, I know Ebony, I know Asia. You'd probably be in Blonde.
I'd be in Blonde.
Big titty Blonde.
Yeah, I have big boobs Blonde. They're the tags I use on my Pornhub account anyways.
When you ask these
guys. Do you have a Pornhub account?
No.
Oh.
When you ask these guys about what porn category they watch the most, is there like a most common category that comes up?
No, well, the last one told me he liked dogging.
Oh, dogging.
Yeah.
Dogging's so random.
Explain dogging. You explain all these things so much better.
My understanding of dogging is, and I don't know if it's true, is just like a group of people
having sex.
Go out in the middle of the bush and fuck.
It doesn't have to be in the middle of the bush. It could be in public.
Okay.
Or it could be like a couple and then extras join in.
Yeah, my understanding was it was kind of like a swingers where like couples go out and like you swap partners.
I think it's more like public kind of play. Mm.
That's why I thought like in the middle of the bush, because I think I watched a very short documentary about it once where they were like American and they like all took their cars out to the forest and they'd meet up in the forest and fuck.
Because then I asked him, I was like, is that something that you like to do? And he said he preferred to watch. And I said, I mentally enjoy watching things like that. Like I would enjoy watching people have sex, like voyeuring.
Do you want to come to the party on the weekend?
What day is it?
Sunday.
I'll be in Newcastle for Easter.
Or you can come to the one on May the 13th.
But it's different going to a party because I don't want people to come talk to me.
You can make yourself unapproachable.
Okay, I'll wear a black sheet and pretend to be a ghost.
I can put you on a collar and a leash.
No.
Anyone who comes near you, I'll be like, she's not allowed to speak to anyone.
I would only go wearing a mask because I'm not going as Cherry Dana because fuck that.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Well, the invitation's there if you want to come watch some live sex action with me.
I'd rather just watch a live sex performance where there's no expectation or like interaction with the crowd.
Yeah. Well, with the parties, because you've never been, there's absolutely no expectation for you to play.
Do they have parties where they just fuck in like a room and you can sit behind glass?
Yeah.
Oh, sure. I'll just make that my next business venture.
The one I went to last time, there was a room that you could lock yourself in and fuck and then people just watch from the two-way mirror.
I want to be the person watching from the two-way mirror.
I was the person watching from the two.
I don't want to be the person having sex.
She was beautiful.
And him? She didn't notice cute. Him.
When he pulled it out, I was like, whoa, to everyone. I was like, look at that cock.
Did he have a big cock?
It was huge. And he was tiny.
Did they come together?
Yeah, they were a couple.
Oh, that's a bit cute.
She walked around naked. It was very cute on a leash. But she loved it. You could tell she did.
I would watch. I just don't want people to touch me or interact or talk with me.
That's definitely a big no-no. Everyone understands boundaries and consent. And I've been to quite a few parties and I've never been touched. I've never had anything inappropriate be said to me. It's all like normal chatting. And you're in an environment where there's sex happening, you might like talk about the sex that you see, or you could be like, oh, like, what are you interested in? And they could be like, oh, impact play, for example. And then you can like expand your questions from there. Like, oh, where's your favorite place to like hit, or like, what's your favorite implement to use and things like that. It's so.
You can take Nikki with you.
It's so conversational.
You take Nikki and then we'll just get Nikki on the podcast and I'll sit on the headphones. Sounds like a great time.
We'll be wired up so you can listen.
No. Yeah, so dogging was the last one. I had an ex years ago tell me that he liked face fucking, and that really turned me off because he really wanted to do it to me, and I'm like, I'm not okay with face fucking.
I don't like face fucking
either.
No, but
I have to point this out though, because this is the reason I ask guys what it is they like, because that guy who said he did enjoy face fucking, I was like, are you fucking kidding me? Face fucking? I was like, dude, I'm not doing that with you. Like, I hope you don't expect me to do that. Like, that's intense. And he couldn't understand why I didn't like it. And I was like, are you kidding me? And I showed him a video of it. He goes, oh no, not like that.
Oh,
not that intense. So, which I have noticed guys getting around saying that they like these certain things, and then you show them that, they're like, oh, that's not what I meant. And I'm like, you need to be very careful with, like, a lot of guys that tell you that they're a dominatrix in the bedroom. And I'm like, choking, spitting and slapping does not make you a fucking dom.
Yeah. It's when I was a dom, I would have people come in and say, oh yeah, I'm into anything. Like, I'm open to everything. And then I would just play with them and I'd be like, okay, so you'd be open to me coming in wearing my big black strap on and me like fucking in the ass really, really hard until you're screaming, and then I make you my puppet and I shove my whole hand inside you and then I shit in your mouth. And then they're like, no, I would hate that. And I'm like, well, you're not into everything then, are you? You need to be a bit more specific. What have you seen online that you like?
Yeah.
And tell me now.
And they still don't fucking know. What about that time you put your hand so deep inside that dude's asshole you could feel inside of him?
Yeah, so I got past my elbow inside of him. And the funny thing about...
Did you have cow gloves on?
Yes, I did.
Just finding a baby calf up your asshole today. Sorry.
It's very interesting going that deep inside an ass, because there are three different sphincters. There's the one on the outside and there's two inside. So it's not just like a straight canal up. You kind of have to put it in and make a left turn and then a right turn and then like get all the way up there. But yeah, I got all the way past.
I'd get so lost.
Yeah.
I'd be like, there's no Google Maps on the inside.
They have to communicate to you when you're close and they have to like do deep breathing to like get through. But like when you're in there and your hand's like past the elbow, and yeah, you can feel their organs and you can feel, I could feel his heart in my palm. Like my palm was like facing where his heart is, like inside his rib cage. It was very intimate and he was having
intimate,
so much
fun. You could fucking killed him, it sounds like.
And we were
like
just having a normal conversation while my whole arm was inside him, and there were like so many people watching as well. He came in as like a practice toy, because like you don't have that many people who can take that, but it's like a one in a lifetime experience. We were all watching and we all had a turn, and I was last because I have like wide hands and like a wide wrist, so I was like the biggest. And he was like, whoa, that's tight, isn't it?
You don't look like you have wide wrists and wide...
No, my hands are quite small, but, like, my fist is wide.
So I would have fisted him first.
Yeah,
essentially.
You would have slid right in. There was even people that I used to put two fists inside of. Well, there was one person who I used to put two fists inside of, and he liked your fist covered in deep heat.
What the fuck? I can't even make a butt plug stay in my asshole. It just like pops out and I'm just like, I hate these things.
Well, to be fair, he wouldn't be able to hold a butt plug in his ass either. It was very loose.
Mine's the opposite issue. It's like, oh yeah, it's not going in. I mentally don't want it in, let's be honest.
I put my foot in his butt once.
What? Did you have to go toes in first?
Yeah.
Like that.
That's what it sounds like. He's a champion.
I would watch you put a foot in someone's ass.
I don't have his contact number anymore.
Okay, we're looking for someone who wants a foot in their asshole that's in Sydney. Down to watch.
Who has already been trained and...
Wait, what gloves do you put on your feet?
Just, you can put a cow one on. Or you can wrap it in cling wrap. There are lots of different ways. It's not, I don't recommend putting cling wrap.
Wait, what's the prep time to get a fist and a foot in someone's asshole? Because you only put a dildo in old mate's asshole toy on episode 4.
So... The foot and fists are very rare, and these clients who come in are very experienced. So usually they would do like a couple enemas before they come in, like days before. So they would eat light, they would do an enema, like big enemas every day to just make sure like the passageway was clear. But with old mate who we saw where it was just a cock, I'm not sure what kind of enema he had. I'm guessing like a Fleet enema, and you just like do it the night before and then do it in the morning again. Yeah. Just to make sure the water comes out clear.
So did you still have to use like the vibrator on the guy with the fist?
No, so he was more like massaging and wanking at the same time. So like one fist inside.
Yeah, but how did you lead up to get to the fist though? Did you have to use dildo? Did you have to use... No,
because these guys who have the fists, when he first started doing anal play would have been like 30 years ago before I was even born. So when these fisting people come to me, they're very experienced, have been doing it for years. Usually you can just slide the fist right in. You don't need to put a cock on or anything. It's just
what about his massaging pooping? With the finger. How does he hold his poo in normally?
I never asked that question.
I need him. I can't talk to you anymore. I need this guy. How do you hold your poop in? Because I remember one of my friends, she, every time she had sex, she would always do anal to the point where she started like shitting herself and then like blood. And I'm like, dude, that's not healthy. It's not normal. You're either doing something wrong. And clearly from the way that she described she was having anal, it was like they would just spit on it and like shove it in.
Yeah.
And it was always in like doggy position or something. I was like, dude.
You can do some severe soft tissue damage if there's no warm up. Lubrication is the most important thing because the ass is not like a vagina. It doesn't self-lubricate. You need to lube up and lube up and lube up. More is best. You don't want to be scant on the lube. Like you saw how much lube I used with Toy, and that was only like a very small cock. Like you use so much lube. But yes, after you do anal quite frequently over a long period of time, the muscles there do relax and they get looser. And sometimes prolapsing happens, and that can affect how well you can pass your waste or poo. So you do have to be wary of that and be aware of the consequences of doing anal all the time. If it's just once every now and again or like once a month, and then you have like a month break, you'll heal and you'll be fine. You can also do Kegel exercises. That helps as well. Like keeping your pelvic floor strong also keeps your inner sphincters strong as well.
The larger your butthole stretches, is it harder to feel pleasure?
I think the more your butthole stretches, the more you want it to stretch. So it's kind of like...
No, isn't the whole reason to get like the prostate?
It's kind of like the chasing the dragon concept again. It's like, okay, well, you've gotten two fingers in. How exciting would it be to get three fingers in and four fingers in and then more?
Then they're no longer chasing the prostate pleasure of like climax. Well, they're chasing a different goal.
Some people who come in for anal aren't interested in the prostate stimulation. They're interested in the stretching. I had lots of clients who would come in and they ask for anal play, and then I would do the prostate fingering and they were like, no, like stretch me out. I had to learn to ask, are you into the stretching feeling? Are you into the deep feeling? Or are you into the prostate stimulation? So there are all different types of ways that you can like play with the butt.
Okay.
And have fun there.
Interesting.
Yeah. So the people who like fisting, they like the stretching feeling.
Yeah. Interesting. Well, see, they don't talk about that in porn, do they?
No, they don't. No. So I hope you guys learned something with that one.
Yeah. And if you still want to know more, head to Charity TV to listen to our YouTube channel where we actually interview a porn star and she opens up more about her side behind the camera.
And if you have any questions that you want us to answer that we haven't covered today around porn or anal or sex or anything in general, you can find us on Instagram at The Adults Corner.
Yeah.
Slide into our DMs. We're always replying and answering your questions. And sometimes we do story questions. So we'll put a little box like ask us a question or tell us a secret and you can confess to us. And we promise to keep it anonymous.
Confess your butthole stretching to us.
Yes.
If you're in Sydney, let me know.
Yes. And next week we will be talking about online cyberbullying and why that happened.
Cyberbullying, because we've received it a lot on our TikTok channel. From reports and actually from like haters in the comments, but we will touch base on that next week.